This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. Welcome to Tips, Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute, where we take an inside look at the men and women behind the numbers 911. Now here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the APN Podcast Network over in Riga, Latvia, at the European Union Emergency Services Workshop, which is held every year by ENA, the European Emergency Number Association. And I'm sitting down with John Scheramonte, who's a lead associate for Booz Allen Hamilton, a contractor in the emergency services space, and also a member board of director with the Next Generation 911 Institute. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today, John.
Thank you.
What exactly is the Next Generation 911 Institute?
Well, Mark, the NG911 Institute is a not-for-profit organization that supports the Next Gen 911 Caucus. It's a group of members of Congress that look to promote and support the efforts of advancing a Next Generation 911 service across the nation. The primary focus of the Next Gen 911 Institute is to support education to the members of Congress through awareness of the issues within that are important to the 911 community, things such as funding, operations, technology, training, and we have a number of board of directors that come from the industry themselves, wireless carriers, the vendor community, PSAP authorities, that type of thing, and we all look to come together to provide that expertise to members of Congress when they have questions about 911. Or if they are looking to understand different aspects of the 911 community and the issues important to them.
So we're sitting over here in Riga at the ENA 112 conference. What's that got to do with Next Gen 911?
Well, it's interesting to note that some of the challenges that we have in the United States with Next Gen 911 are very similar to those being experienced by the European Union when they're working to implement NG112. And we found that working between the two organizations, ENA and NENA, the National Emergency Number Association, that some of the challenges that we may have experienced in the U.S. may help, some of the solutions to the challenges that we may have experienced in the U.S. may help advance NG112 and vice versa. We've seen that the European Union has solved some of those problems. They've had experiences with Text to 911, for example, that some of the technology is a little bit different, but some of the operational issues are the same, and they're able to provide some of that experience that helps us as we are going into this new land of text 911.
One thing that I noticed over the past couple of years is, although they didn't build their Next Generation 112 specification based on Next Generation 911, they certainly read the document, but they came up with, on purpose, their own spec. But it is very, very similar to Next Gen 911, which I think kind of validates the architecture and technology.
It does. It's interesting. It's so important to follow standards, and the standards developing organizations across the globe recognize the need to have a standardized approach to emergency calling, whether it's 911, whether it's 112, whether it's some other local emergency number. Following a standard is very important. And emergency calling is not so different in the United States than it is in the European Union or across the globe. People call, and the person answering that emergency call, first and foremost, needs to know where that person is. As a 911 dispatcher in a past life, if I knew where somebody was, even if I didn't know what the problem was, I could still send help to them. So location being that most important thing. The issues around location determination and providing that location to the emergency call center is very similar, even though some of the technology might be different, the transport might be different. So following a standard is important, and I would agree that the ENA folks have been working to recognize some of the efforts that have already gone ahead and benefited from that. They certainly, as you said, would have to tweak some of their standards to meet the technologies that exist here in the EU, but the fact that they are following a standard, that there is a controlled rollout and implementation of next generation technology, is certainly important.
We went on a tour yesterday of the Riga 112 Center, and what I found very interesting was, although they have considerably collapsed the infrastructure to, I think, 5 or 7 regional PSAPs across the country, when I asked the question about transferring a call from one to the other, the answer was, we call up the other PSAP and we give them that information verbally. So although they have taken steps to consolidate, there's still a long way to go. And that's what the next generation 112 is going to do, converge the data side of that. And that's all the same, really, no matter where you go.
It is. It's certainly working together, and it's having, again, goes back to standards, making sure that when I am, as one PSAP is transferring information to another PSAP, that we're talking the same language, we have a common understanding of things like location and the need for resources and the caller information. And being able to have that common understanding allows us to transfer information. Most of the problems that we identify are not technology issues. These are operational issues or policy and governance type issues. So it's important that PSAPs talk to their neighbors, extending that relationship, that if they have a problem, they can ask their neighbor for help. We can only do that once we have a standard, once we are talking the same language, once we have a common understanding of the governance policy to follow.
Absolutely. So from 2 days of sessions here, what's your number one takeaway right now from Riga?
I think probably the number one takeaway so far is that the challenges that we are all experiencing are common. The number is different, but the challenge is the same. We've heard jurisdictions here being very concerned about funding, how to fund next generation 112. It's the same issue that we're experiencing in the United States. Funding is certainly a big issue, but other issues about how to implement some of these technologies. Each of the PSAPs here in the United States are at varying levels. You mentioned that the PSAPs here in Riga have some difficulties transferring information from one regional PSAP to another. We have that same experience in the U.S. But we do know that PSAPs here in the EU are able to accept text information already. And we are still just kind of piloting that. So I think probably the number one takeaway is that we're kind of all in this together. And by having these opportunities to share information, share those experiences, share the best practices, that we can all improve together.
Speaking with John Scheramonte, lead associate for Booz Allen Hamilton and a member of the board of directors of the Next Generation 911 Institute over here in Latvia, attending the European Union Emergency Services Workshop put on by the European Emergency Number Association in Riga, Latvia. Thanks for joining me again today, John, and we're off to the awards dinner now to see who the big winners are.
Thank you for your time, Mark.
You've been listening to Tips Today in Public Safety, brought to you by the Next Generation 911 Institute. For more information on today's program, go to www.ng911institute.org. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN.